Good evening, everyone. We will call the January 24th, 2022 Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting to order. We ask that masks be worn at all times while in the building, with the exception of at the podium. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, the agenda for this evening has been approved. Minutes for November 1st, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for November 1st, 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, the minutes for November 1st, 2021 have been approved. Findings of fact for November 1st, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of finding of facts for November 1st, 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, the minutes, the findings of fact for November 1st, 2021 have been approved. Minutes for November 15th, 2021.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we approve the minutes for November 15th, 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the minutes for November 15th, 2021 have been approved. Findings of fact for November 15th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the findings of fact for November 15th, 2021 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, the findings of fact for November 15th, 2021 had been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, the hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly and in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County Zoning and Land Use Decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. If the applicant is appearing via teleconference technology, the operator will ask for the applicant. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Witnesses must come to the podium one at a time, and the podium will be wiped down after each witness. After the persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any persons interested in the application who wish to speak. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to testify. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And for those participating via telephone, when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversation with other individuals. And if I may, there was one point, I think when we talked about the agenda being approved, there was one case that's been withdrawn, the Roger Pierce case, I believe Ms. Norwood. And I just wanted to make sure that if there was anybody here that was interested in that case, it is off the agenda, will not be heard. Same goes for those appearing online as well.
Public hearings?